I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. On Thursday morning this week, an hour before sunrise looking east, the Moon, Jupiter, and Mars will make a really pretty showing that's like a scene from the story of the goddess Etwan in the Celtic Wonder Tales, where she's turned into a little golden fly because she has grown so weary of all the worlds. As a golden fly, Etwan, whom we'll imagine to be the golden waning moon, is swept by the wind from the divine world of the bright shadow down to the world of the dark shadow that is the earth. There she slips into a cup of mead as it's drunk by the queen, and afterwards a child is born, the most beautiful child in the world, so beautiful, in fact, that all things wonderful pale by comparison, and this brings a certain sadness into the kingdom. Now the child Etwan grows, and eventually she's discovered by the High King of Ireland, who marries her. But unbeknownst to him, she brings with her all her divine weariness, so that there's no gladness in the land, because nothing can bring her joy. And here's where Jupiter and Mars come in. One of them we'll imagine as the king, that's Jupiter, and the other as the god Midyear, the red-maned. That will be our Mars. Now, Midyear shows up in disguise in the story to win Etwan back through a game of chess. And though he wins, Etwan chooses to stay with the king, explaining, "There is no world of all the worlds my own, for I have never made a place for myself. But the High King has made a place for me, and all the people have brought me gifts. So, for the space of 1 year, I will stay with them and bring them gladness." It's a perfect tale for the beginning of the new year, and for the beautiful apparition that's in the morning sky this week, which is like all the best resolutions, to bring about joy, beauty, and gladness for the space of 1 whole year. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.